Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Trump administration stops backdoor funding to foreign organizations that perform abortion. Jonathan Abamonte reports. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in a press briefing this week, announced that the Trump administration is expanding the Mexico City policy to stop backdoor funding to pro-abortion organizations. Okay, let's see how that's working. Foreign NGOs receiving U.S. foreign health assistance will be prohibited from providing funding to any other foreign NGOs that perform or promote abortion. Secretary Pompeo also announced funding cuts to the Organization of American States, known as the OAS, in response to the organization's activities promoting the legalization of abortion in pro-life Latin American countries. The Mexico City policy is a U.S. government policy. It prohibits foreign health assistance from funding foreign NGOs that perform or promote abortion as a method of family planning. The Mexico City policy, first instituted by President Ronald Reagan in 1984, was routinely reversed by pro-abortion presidents Clinton and Obama during their terms. President Trump renewed it as one of his first acts as president in 2017 and has expanded it now. The Mexico City policy also prohibits foreign NGOs that receive U.S. foreign health assistance from providing financial support. Despite this, prior to Pompeo's announcement this week, the U.S. Department of State routinely allowed foreign NGO grantees to provide funding to other foreign pro-abortion organizations. That's because the State Department has interpreted the Mexico City policy more narrowly. It prohibited foreign NGOs that received U.S. health assistance from funding other pro-abortion foreign NGOs only for the purpose of performing or promoting abortion. As a result, foreign NGOs receiving U.S. funding were able to provide funding to separate pro-abortion organizations so long as the funding was provided for non-abortion-related expenses. Now, this arrangement, in theory, would have permitted a scenario where a foreign NGO grant recipient could provide funding for organizations like the International Planned Parenthood Federation, IPPF. Of course, such funding would be provided only for expenses not related to abortion, such as for family planning or for sex education programs. The State Department's new policy, however, will close this loophole. Secretary Pompeo's directive will now prohibit foreign NGOs receiving U.S. health assistance from providing any and all funding to foreign NGOs that perform or promote abortion, regardless of the purposes for which this funding is given. And I quote, "We will enforce a strict prohibition on backdoor funding schemes and end runs around our policy. American taxpayer dollars will not be used to underwrite abortions," Secretary Pompeo said. Under the Reagan and Bush administrations, the Mexico City policy had applied only to U.S. foreign assistance for family planning programming. Under the Trump administration, the Mexico City policy was expanded to apply to all global health programs, now impacting nearly $9 billion of U.S. foreign aid. Secretary Pompeo further indicated this week that the U.S. government will be reducing its contribution to the Organization of American States in response to recent activity promoting abortion by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, IHCHR, an organ of the OAS. A spokesperson for the State Department indicated that the administration will be slashing some $210,000 from the OAS, the amount of funding the department estimates is equivalent to the U.S. government's proportional share of the costs associated with the funds OAS provided to IHCHR this year. In doing so, Pompeo cited the Silgender Amendment, a longstanding provision of federal law, as the legal basis for the move. The amendment prohibits U.S. foreign aid from being used for lobbying for or against abortion. The Silgender Amendment has been included in every annual appropriations bill passed by Congress since 1981. Pompeo's announcement comes after 9 senators sent a letter calling on the secretary to cut funding to the OAS last December. In the letter, the senator cited a number of recent examples of IHCHR lobbying foreign governments to legalize abortion, including in Chile and El Salvador. Last month, the IHCHR called on El Salvador to repeal penal restrictions on abortion, stating that, and I quote, "The Commission urges the Salvadoran government to take the necessary measures to end the criminalization of abortion in the country," end quote. In 2017, the IHCHR also issued a statement calling on all OAS member states to remove criminal penalties on abortion from their domestic laws. Their statement read, and I quote, "The Commission also underscores that laws criminalizing abortion in all circumstances have a negative impact on women's dignity and their rights to life, to personal integrity, and to health, as well as on their general right to live free from violence and discrimination," end quote. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.